don't have my laptop, but that's okay.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. We're on day 22 of our Bohunka session. It is April 23rd, 2021. The time is 10:02 a.m. I will lead us in prayer this morning. Dearly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the rain that you have blessed us with. I ask that you always be with those in need. Comfort them and guide them. Guide my colleagues and the leaders of this nation to lead well and have our people in mind and our community as well. And I just ask a blessing for those who are sick and suffering, those who are struggling, Father, with loss and grief. I have many friends who've lost even their spouses due to COVID this year. Friends who have lost brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers. I just ask that you continue to comfort them, and they're always in my heart and my heart and mind, because it's been a rough year for all of us, and I just ask you to continue to comfort them, Father, in their immense grief at this time. Just bless our nation, Father, our country, leaders, and affect change for the good, Father, and may we be kind and come together in this time of need. Heal our nation, Lord. Heal our world. I thank you for all that you are to me and all the many blessings that you've bestowed upon me and my family, my community, my friends and relatives, wherever they are. I thank you. I love you, Father. Please forgive us all for our sins. And I ask these things in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keen.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Let's see.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Good morning, everyone. And next is reports of approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday, April 22nd.
Speaker.
Congressman Walker.
Right there, just before adjournment, Congresswoman Lemon announced her Health and Social Services Committee meeting to be held from 2 to 5. Should have been, was that 1 to 1:45, whatever.
I believe it's 1 to 1:45. Thank you.
Motion to approve the journal as amended.
Second, Stabler.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the journal for April 22nd. And seconded, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Thank you. The journal is approved. Next is reports of select committees.
Yes, Speaker Pratt.
The Congressman Keene, you have the floor.
The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this morning regarding ONCA 21-46. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes by Keene, Good Fox, and Big Horse. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Second, Speaker Rivard.
Yes, thank you. The Appropriations Committee met yesterday. We discussed resolution number ONCR 21-08, a resolution to approve a fiscal year 2022 annual revenue.
Excuse me, can everyone please mute their phones? We can hear your conversation and feedback. Please mute your phones. Go ahead, Second Speaker.
Thank you, Speaker. The Appropriations met to discuss ONCR 21-08, a resolution to approve a fiscal year 2022 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. I was the sponsor. The final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes, Rivard, Keene, Big Horse, Walker, Shaw, and Lemon. May I continue?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
The Appropriations Committee during yesterday's meeting also discussed bill number ONCA 21-26, an act to amend the Osage Fair Minimum Wage Act at 19 ONC 2-101 through 2-104 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Potts, and the final committee action was a due pass with yes votes from Rivard, Walker, Big Horse, Keene, and Shaw, and one no vote from Congresswoman Lemon. Thank you.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Next is reports of standing committees. Are there any standing committee reports? Congresswoman Good Fox.
Thank you, Speaker. Members of Congress, the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met regarding bill number ONCA 2133, an act to authorize and appropriate $400,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for improvements to the Skyway North Hangar and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. The final committee action was a due pass with yes votes from Good Fox, Shaw, Keene, Lemon, Rivard, and Stabler.
Thank you, Congresswoman. There are no other standing committee reports. We're in introductions of bills and resolutions. Does anyone have anything to introduce this morning? Hearing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. I am reading an ONCA 2111, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity to the City of Enid, Oklahoma, and the Enid Municipal Authority. ONCA 2111 is assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land.
Speaker.
Yes.
That is ONCR 2111. I apologize.
Okay, thank you. We're now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I need just one moment here. I'm a little bit behind. Okay. Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, members of Congress, Assistant Principal Chief, and everyone listening in. On second reading today, reading in ONCA 2141, an act to establish the formal standards used to promote the health and general welfare of the Osage people, culture, economy, and natural resources through food and agricultural production. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. ONCR 2110 is a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction and to authorize the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise to execute amended loan agreements, security agreements, and related loan documents incurring indebtedness and pledging assets, and to authorize the Osage Nation to execute a non-impairment agreement to support ONGE's borrowing represented by the amended loan agreement.
Thank you, Congresswoman Good Fox. We're now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2128, an act to amend the Osage Nation Competitive Bidding Act, 15 ONC section 2403 A, D, E, F, G, J, and K, section 2404, 2407 A, 2411 B, 2412 A, 417, 426, and 427, 433, and 434 to repeal 2409 and 2432 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Hearing none, I will advance to third reading on Monday's agenda. And we're getting feedback in the chamber, so please remember to mute your devices at this time. ONCA 2129, an act to amend 15 ONC section 2304C to change the qualifications for their treasurer and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill?
When we're on, I'm sorry. You want it held until Monday? Okay, I'll move to hold it till.
All right.
For Monday's
go ahead.
Agenda.
Motion Congresswoman to hold, Stabler.
Motion to hold ONCA 2129 on second general order day two for Monday's agenda.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to hold ONCA 2129. On general order day two for Monday's agenda and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, it will appear on general order day two on Monday's agenda. Next is ONCA 2145, an act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the Gray Horse Indian Village for a cemetery gate and fencing and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there amendments to propose to this bill? I believe yesterday, Congresswoman Lemon, do you mention a hold on this one as well till Monday?
Can you hear me, Madam Speaker?
Yes.
Okay, I was cutting out, it seemed like a little bit. Could you repeat what you just asked, ma'am?
You stated holding ONCA 2145 until Monday for general order day two.
Yes, there are talks continuing, and I would appreciate that. So I would so move to hold it on general order day two.
Okay, that is a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is made and seconded by second, Speaker Rivard. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
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 Was that Tillman and Potts?
Yes, Madam Speaker.
Okay, thank you. And Congressman Tillman?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure, Clerk, can you note two no's by Tillman and Potts, please?
No, Maker.
Okay.
Also.
Maker also. Maker, Tillman, and Potts are no's to hold ONCA 2145 on general order day two until Monday's agenda. Okay, thank you. Next is bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2146, an act to authorize and appropriate $30,000 to the Hominy Indian Village for the purchase and installation of audio and video systems and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Keene is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'd like to say that I hope we can support this, and I think it helps the Zonzelli people. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCA 2146? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2146 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse? Congressman Big Horse? Oh, crap. Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 2146 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2146 is advanced to enrollment.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Speaker. I just have a question about the bill number that I read in on second reading. I believe it's supposed to be 2140, not 2141. I just wanted to make that notation.
Okay, I don't have a tracker in front of me. I will clarify with the clerk. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. We are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to confirm Justin Mays for the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board.
Okay, there is a motion on the floor. The motion dies for a lack of second.
Motion to confirm Julie O'Keefe to the Osage Foundation Board.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to confirm Julie O'Keefe to the Osage Nation Foundation Board. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Congressman Keane?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. Julie O'Keefe is confirmed to the Osage Nation Foundation Board.
Motion to confirm George Stabler to the Osage Nation Traditional Advisors Committee.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to confirm George Stabler to the Osage Nation Traditional Advisors Committee. And seconded, is there any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Abstain.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Keane?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. George Stabler is confirmed to the Osage Nation Tribal Advisors Committee. Cultural Advisors, excuse me. We're still in motions and notices.
Motion to confirm Julie Malone to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to confirm Julie Malone to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board. Is there any discussion? Congresswoman Good Fox.
Discussion. I was the person who moved to have these names put on today's agenda, and having looked at their paperwork within the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee, we had a public notice of our meeting yesterday where we told the public the legislative branch, the executive branch, were going to discuss board restructure. And while that entire discussion was in executive session, and we are bound to the executive session rules, I came away from that meeting with a very strong opinion of where I believe our board restructure needs to go. And this will be a very hard vote for me, because I realize that Ms. Malone is the only person on that board with gaming experience. But I, again, also have a very strong opinion of where I want to see our board, or how I want to see our board restructured. So I will be a no vote.
Thank you, Congresswoman Good Fox. Any more discussion?
Speaker, it's Rebard.
Second speaker, Rebard. Someone has unmuted and there's feedback, so please mute your devices. Second speaker, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. Yes, after, you know, a lot of research that we're doing with regards to our boards and the restructure thereof, I had asked the legal counsel and looked at the law and asked some of my colleagues about the number of board members that we need to operate, and I understand that that is three, so, and that's in the law, so I'll be voting no today for this appointment. As I understand, we have three current board members on the Gaming Enterprise Board. Thank you.
Thank you. Second speaker, any more discussion?
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I was part of the discussion or listened into the discussion on potential restructure, and I hear this and I get it. But we're not in these seats to make decisions based on laws we hope to have. The Gaming Enterprise Board is in law. It's in place. I strongly believe it should be fully staffed. And Ms. Malone, as stated before, is the only board member with gaming experience. And I think that that should resonate true today. I'll be voting to confirm Ms. Malone. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Any more discussion?
Madam Chair, this is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate the comments that my colleagues have made, and this isn't an easy decision. I'm going to try to approach this in a diplomatic manner. We've all had discussions at different times when we were running for office, when we have become members of this body, when we were just regular old constituents. And the boards have always been a big topic. And there's one topic that comes up when we talk about boards that can be uncomfortable and difficult to sometimes maneuver through for fear. Some may have fear that if they vote one way or another on a personal appointment that is made by the chief, that it's going to hurt their political career or their future or things of that nature. And I understand why people may feel that way. So we've all sat up here before and talked about how we've had hard decisions to make and struggle with it at times. And some decisions are for us are not difficult. And some are very difficult. And this is a difficult one for me in the sense that none of us ever want to upset someone, but we can't make everybody happy all the time. And that is definitely something that is a great life lesson, whether it be in politics or whether it not be in politics. This is not a personal matter toward anyone who is being appointed, and it shouldn't be. Our decision shouldn't be based on a personal relationship or the fear that this person is from my district and therefore my district's going to be upset with me. And so with that being said, a lot of times we don't try not to talk about things like this out in the open as far as on the air like this, because it can be sometimes misconstrued. But I just want to be extremely clear that we all know one another. Many of us are related to one another, and it becomes difficult when we come down to decisions like we have at our feet today. And this isn't a personal decision for me to vote no. It's a decision for me to vote no based on where we want to go, and the board can function in full capacity. We have other boards functioning in capacity with only three members on the board. So I just wanted to, you know, to get it out there that our job is to not, is in my opinion, is to look ahead, but also don't forget where we've come from. And it's time for change. What we're doing now with our boards since 2006, as far as economic development, you know, the majority of them, all of them, you know, save one, has not been successful. And I think it's time to regroup. And there's nothing wrong with that. So I will be voting no for Ms. Malone today. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Any more discussion? I'm going to weigh in as well. I will also be voting no today. And we did have a you all know, you've been hearing me say over and over, we've been having this discussion for a long time. I feel like we made some progress, and the board will continue to be able to function. But beyond the need for restructuring, I'm just going to go ahead and say that I have questions about decisions that have been made by this particular board member. And, you know, those topics were discussed in executive session. So I can only speak about those matters with certain individuals. But I'm put in this seat to make my very best decision that I can based off the information that I'm given and the confidential information that I am privy to. So I am making my decision based off of that as well. And I've heard my colleagues made mention of those. And so I hope that they will act upon it. And if Ms. Malone is confirmed, although I'm voting no, then I will make sure that I sit down and have a talk with her regarding my ongoing concerns. So I will be voting no today as well. Okay, roll call, please. Hold on. Congressman Keene.
I just don't see the logic. She's the board member with gaming experience. Even if you want a different structure in the future, excluding her from being on the board now, I just can't. For me, it's even hard to wrap your head around that kind of logic. Like, in the future, obviously, we want people with that type of experience on the board. We have a present board now. Like I said, I just can't see the logic for not wanting to confirm Ms. Malone. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your comments, and I'll comment back to you in stating I said my reasoning why. And so you can be a CPA but not be running the Treasury Department well. You can have your law license but not be running the Attorney General's office well. You can have a lot of licensures and experience and whatnot, but if you're not getting the job done, and this again, I'm saying that I am basing off of my experience on decisions that have been made, and when I have questions about those decisions, and I believe the reason was given, and then they asked me does that make sense? And I responded with, no, that doesn't make sense to me. And so when decisions are being made that do not make sense to me, again, I'm just going back to my seat right here, and that's what I'm basing off of. So I realize you don't agree with that, so vote no. Or excuse me, vote yes, but I'm going to be voting no. And I'm trying to help you wrap your head around why I'm going to be voting no. So thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebord?
No.
Congresswoman Shaw?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
No.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Speaker Pratt?
No.
Assistant Chief Redcorn?
Yes.
Okay, Julie Malone is confirmed by a tie vote by the Assistant Chief to the Gaming Enterprise Board. We're still in motions and notices.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Move to confirm Bill Wilson to the Osage Nation Election Board.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to confirm Bill Wilson to the Osage Nation Election Board. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebord?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Abstain.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. Bill Wilson is confirmed to the Osage Nation Election Board. Please remember to mute your devices. We can hear your phones dinging, going off with text messages. Motions and notices. Do we have any more?
Motion to confirm Lad Oldfield to the Osage Nation Ranch.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to confirm Lad Oldfield to the Osage Nation Ranch Board. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Rebord?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Keen?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. Vlad Oldfield is confirmed to the Osage Nation Ranch Board. Next, we have Nancy Pillsbury.
Move to confirm Nancy Pillsbury Shirley to the Osage Foundation Board.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to confirm Nancy Pillsbury Shirley to the Osage Nation Foundation Board. And seconded, any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Keen?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. Nancy Pillsbury Shirley is confirmed to the Osage Nation Foundation Board. Congresswoman Good Fox?
Commerce, Gaming, and Land will meet today from 1 to 3:30.
Okay, anything else?
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. Monday.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn until 10 a.m. on Monday. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, we're adjourned until Monday. Thank you.
It's cold in here again. That's what Caitlin was saying.